All right, I'm here with Mark Mercury, and you do some work with NASA. So tell us a little bit about what you do with NASA.
Sure. So we started working with NASA a while back on your show. We talked about this thing called RoboChamps a while back. And what we did is, as part of that, we recognized that both NASA and Microsoft are really passionate about education, specifically around STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. So I've had the opportunity to work with them, and our two companies have been doing a lot of thinking about ways we can work together. We've done things like the photosynthesis of the Mars yard. We have all different Mars rovers. If you've been to our events, you've seen people staffed with actual replicas of the Mars rovers. And more recently, back in November at the PDC, we launched a whole bunch of stuff with them. We launched this Be a Martian site, which is behind us. We launched some great data APIs, so you can get NASA data, you know, 3D imagery, you know, all the images from the Mars rovers, hundreds of thousands of them actually, for free. And we've launched a thing called the Pathfinder Innovation Challenge, which we're really excited about. It gives chances, whether you're someone who is a hardcore coder, if you want to do video, if you're a web guy or a web person, there's all sorts of chances for you to participate, actually help NASA out, potentially even have your work be used by them in some of their mission work. And you can win great prizes, like I think it's $25,000 in prizes, including trips to see the next Mars rover launch.
And what exactly is a Pathfinder Innovation Challenge?
So we have a few different categories. So there is an Inspiration League where you're building videos using assets. NASA is amazing in that they have a 3D video for a lot of different things, missions and craft and rovers that they have. So that's pretty interesting you can do there. There's a Scholarship League where you can build a website that will actually, this web experience can be used in the classroom or on their Rock Around the World program. And there's two that I'm particularly have strong affinities for, which are their Global Cooperation League and their Intelligent League, which is all about crowdsourcing. And we actually launched a crowdsourcing experience at the PDC with NASA on this Be a Martian site, which people have been just responding to in an amazing way.
So tell us about the crowdsourcing part of this. What exactly does the crowd help find here?
Sure. So why don't we start? I'll show you a quick example of what we did at the PDC. And then we can go back, you know, contextually and talk about the two different crowdsourcing parts of the challenge. So what you can see here is effectively it's a casual game interface, right? We have in these data APIs that we've posted up into, it's called Codename Dallas. If you want to get access to those, it's sqlazureservices.com. And what we've done is we've taken those data APIs and we built a casual game out of it. So NASA has hundreds of thousands of images of the planet's surface. But that's going to take a lot of time. If you think of a graduate student, let's call him Dave. You know, how many hours is it going to take Dave to actually classify all those? You know, years, right? So we said NASA's someplace where people have a strong affinity for. They say that people love, what is it, robots, space, and dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So they've got two. If they find anything, you've got three, right? You've got the trifecta. So we said, let's build a casual game where people can have fun. In this case, it's doing one of the two tasks we have. We have one where you can help nudge pictures into place to make a map. This is for crater counting. And what you can do is it's actually kind of fun. You say, all right, well, I'm going to count a crater here, and then I go ahead and zoom over that. And you can go ahead and add these up, and then I'm going to say that this is a... add a couple more. There's this guy there. This guy, I'm going to go ahead and click done.
And so you're saying where the crater is. You're telling it how big it is, how big the crater is. And so this will help NASA not have to go through as much of this themselves. And how do they make sure that's accurate information? I haven't just put dots all over the place.
And that's the beauty. That's the crowd part of crowdsourcing comes in, right? Because it's not just me. There are hundreds of thousands of people that are participating.
Yeah.
And they're all doing, some people are going to do duplicates of what I've just done.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do is you're going to take the consensus of everyone's there. And there's some algorithms behind the scenes, so you can rule out bad actors, right? So if some people just did done, 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 you can put that into the weighting of what happens there. And the other thing that's interesting is we award points. So you can see that I've actually done this a few times before. I've done 49 of these tasks, and I earned 100 crater counting task points for this. And you can see that there's a reputation up here in the left, so I can earn points for that. Now, the points aren't actually worth anything other than, you know, what my personal pride is in that.
Yeah.
And since November, we have someone who's earned over 1.2 million points.
Wow.
In the system. So we talk about the level of engagement. People are helping NASA out. And think about this. What we just did took all of, you know, less than a minute.
Yeah.
How many times have you had 10 minutes between this meeting and the next, right? If you could do something like this and you can help NASA, I think most people would. And we've seen a really great outpouring of support for this. So one of the competitions that we have is the Global Cooperation League. And it's, can you take the NASA data APIs? And not just you, you can do it with the team. So we've got one thing we learned from RoboChamps is before you could only work as an individual, now you can do it as teams. So if you and your team go ahead and build an app like this on top of the data to solve some of the challenges that they have, there's a chance you can win some really great prizes. So if you're a Silverlight developer or a web developer, even a desktop developer that wants to plug into these APIs, there's an opportunity for you to do this and then have it go out at scale. So we think this is really interesting. The actual task is you're going to try and identify what they call tokens inside of a image. Mm-hmm. So actually, let's go ahead and pull one up over here. We'll talk about what this is in just a moment. And this is actually a little mini test app that we give away that I wrote for the competition. So you can see here, here's an image that was taken by one of the rovers. So here we might say, all right, let's just take a look at look for the base of the rover. Or maybe we'll look for one that just contains sky or one that contains an arm. So for scientists, if they want to try out a hypothesis or look at certain things, they got to find that stuff by hand right now.
Yeah.
But if we can have people either manually mark this up, maybe you sort of drag instead of marking craters, you circle this and you click a button that says base.
Yeah.
Or arm or something like that. So Global Cooperation League, you can build a casual game type interface that will do that. And then we also have the Intelligent League, where you can build an algorithm that will do that programmatically. So really excited about this, because the other thing is this all runs on Azure, because we talk about scale. So if you're looking for a chance to play around in Azure, I know lots of people say, hey, the cloud is cool, but I don't know if I necessarily have a project right now that I can work on for it. This is a great way to try it out, and the prizes are just phenomenal. And the subject matter is really cool. And if you think about NASA might actually use my work.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. The other thing I like about it is we do have this data in a set of APIs that are on codenamed Dallas. So we got three. This is with the Mars Exploratory Rover Mission APIs. But if you think about it, NASA's providing these data APIs out to individuals. People are adding value back to that. It goes back to NASA. They then provide that value back to consumers. So it's this virtuous cycle of data,
yeah,
which I think is really neat, especially in the public sector, right? It's a chance to involve a community that's really passionate about the subject and then enhance the data so it's better for everybody.
Sure.
So it helps them and their missions, and you can build cool apps on top of that as well. So the challenge itself is if you go to the Be a Martian site, which is beamartian.jpl.nasa.gov, you're going to come to this site here. You can get a quick overview of the different types of the competitions that are available. There's the Inspiration League, Scholarship League, Global Cooperation League, and the Intelligence League. And then we have mini sites for each of these. So if you go to the Intelligence League, you can see here we have access to the key downloads. We also have a leaderboard. And then we can do final submissions. So what's kind of neat about the Global Cooperation League is in the sample kit that we provided, let's go back to that. There's this mini app here, which is going to show you how to use all the different pieces of the API. So if I want to go ahead and execute a query, there's code there that will show us how to pull back all the images from, say, Opportunity. If we want to get metadata, if we think that's going to be helpful to us, execute a query that's going to pull that back for us. And we also can do create a submission file and evaluate a submission file. So what a submission file is, and it's for the Intelligence League. It is a text file that contains a list of all the images, and then you sort of put attributes in for what's in it. So I see that there's this is all sky, or I see that there is an arm in this photo, that sort of thing. And you can do a test evaluation to make sure it's working there. And what you can do is we've got 7 different data sets in the cloud. So we'll give you a sample set here that you can try against and say, all right, my algorithm is working or not. And then every day you can go ahead and submit it to the cloud, where in the cloud we're going to process your evaluation against the actual flags for all the images. And then we'll cross-reference this and give you a score and put it into the leaderboard. So if you saw stuff like the Netflix challenge before, where people were trying to help build a better algorithm to find movies,
yeah,
this is helping NASA find better algorithms for pictures. And like a lot of stuff that NASA does, you can imagine this can be applied to other areas as well, really trying to find artifacts inside of an image.
Very cool. So let's get to one of the important parts here. Okay. What are the prizes?
So they're pretty cool. And you know, we've got contributors from all over Microsoft for this, because we all love NASA, from Bing to the Azure team to DPE, you name it. You can win a trip for you and I think up to 2 other folks to go to see the next launch of the Mars rover, which is Curiosity.
That's pretty good.
Stuff you can't buy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that, and if you're a geek, you can't even see the thing launch. It's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
We're giving away all sorts of great swag. I mean, you're going to be able to get Zune HDs with Mars content on it. All sorts of great stuff like that. But I think there's 25K in total. And then there are setups so we can give you, if you've got a team of three or less, everyone gets a prize as well. But nice. Definitely check out the website for this. This one is right off the Be a Martian website. If you go to the core site, you can see it's called the pick. It's here in the upper right. And then if you're not sure if you're ready to start coding yet, you should definitely check out the site anyways. They've got some really cool video in here. And what was nice when we built this, it's all designed for accessibility, so we get closed captioning, everything like that, so anybody can use the site.
Is this the part that people need to come to if they want to get started?
Yes. So they'll come here and they'll click on this Pathfinder Innovation Challenge in the upper right. Figure out which league is going to work for you, then drill into that microsite, and you're off to the races.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Hey, thanks for having me in, Larry. I appreciate it.